Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Jim, tell us about your company.
Well, what we do, Jim, is provide advice to executives, and we work specifically in the area of innovation and leading large organizational change, things that are significant shifts for a company and processes to do that. So we write and speak and teach as well as work, roll up our sleeves and work on that.
Yeah.
So, and you mentioned JimCantarucci.com. I do my best work on Saturday mornings. I share a short email with my fellow leaders, and that's something to check into for everybody that's listening.
C-A-N-T-E-R-U-C-C-I, two C's on the end there, near the end. Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about one-on-one with our customers and with our employees and how that is an important part of the management process, how to get one-on-one with them to help them understand the context of their job, how it fits in with everything else, to find out what innovations they're working on, get them to thinking about being innovative. But it's okay to feel selfish about the power of this, isn't it?
Well, exactly. I think when we set the tone with the innovation question, what innovation did you come up with, we're really working in the business. We're doing the nuts and bolts. We tend to think of a one-on-one meeting as a leader with the leader sharing an evaluation of the employee and providing input to the employee. And certainly that happens. But let's not forget that it works the other way as well. So an additional question that the leader can ask in that one-on-one meeting is, how can I improve my game? Because the perspective of those we lead is very important to the equation, and we so seldom take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
We always think of a customer focus group. You know, let's hear what our customers have to say about us, right? We have evaluations all the time, but we don't often do that with the people that we lead. And in the one-on-one, we've got a comfort level developed where we can ask that question. It takes a little vulnerability from the leader, and that's a good thing. You can't be defensive when you get any feedback or advice, but it gives you an opportunity to explain. It could become a teaching moment because it's a misunderstanding, or it's an area where you can grow and you can actually develop further and work towards that championship team that we're all looking for.
That's also something, you know, when you talked about asking them what have they done this innovative recently, what did they find, innovation have they discovered, you said that's a teaching moment the first time, and then after a time or two, they start paying attention and maybe they have a report for you. The first time you ask them to give you a little appraisal, that's probably going to take them off base a little bit too, isn't it?
Well, these are questions that aren't often asked. And so
yeah.
We aren't trained on how to respond to them. I may have worked at 3 different places before I came to you as my leader, and nobody's ever asked me these questions before.
Mm-hmm.
So it does take a beat for people to get used to this level of conversation.
And there's a certain way to ask that, isn't it? So it sounds sincere, but also so it doesn't turn into a gripe session.
Well, sure, exactly.
I mean, they still need to respond respectfully.
There's no question, and we're teaching how to do that as well, because those same people are going to be giving feedback to your customers.
So,
right?
How do we ask? Ask that question in a way that elicits a response in a respectful way, in a productive way?
Well, remember, we're in the work now because we've been talking about innovation. We're not in the ivory tower here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the work, so you can use the work as an example and say, okay, we're preparing this material for our customer. How can I help do that? How can I help you to be successful with that? You start small like that. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that rapport develops to create a comfort level where you're in effect colleagues working on problems together as opposed to boss employee.
Right.
And so that rapport allows you to have that conversation and get a little deeper with it. Now, we're going to cross boundaries, and we need to be pulled back, both mm-hmm. of us, on both sides of that equation. Mm-hmm. And it's a feeling out process that has to happen.
One of the things that I try to do with my employees, I try to find something, and I always have something that they're responsible for that I have to contribute to.
Exactly right.
And I tell them, for this project, on this thing that you're doing, with regard to this issue right here, I work for you.
Exactly. The best people will respond well to that, and you don't have a lot of scolding to do.
That's a good point. JimCantarucci.com, two C's there after, just before the I. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Love it, Jim. Thanks.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Personal Brilliance, by the way, is his book, and I highly recommend it to you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.